or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Thank you. We got Big Ed in the house. How's it going, Big Ed? Put the thumbs up. Yeah, Ed's got something. He's like a pioneer in the radio industry, Big Ed. He knows radio like the back of his hand. He's been doing it a long time. If you have a question about radio or anything to do with being a broadcast host, you can't buy experience what Big Ed has. So it's an honor to have him in the booth right now. Anyhow, how are you, Mrs. Diana?
Diana.
Tell us about what you do. Put the headset on and let's go.
Okay, so what I do is I make sure that what people write is written correctly, spelled correctly, communicates, so people are going to understand what the heck they've written about. And so that's my job. I love it.
Proper English. Is ain't a proper word? I heard it's in the dictionary now. Can you use the word ain't? It used to be you couldn't.
Well, it used to be considered improper language. However, the educational level of society has sunk so far down that people don't speak properly anymore. They don't. They can't even write cursive.
You know? Right. They stopped teaching that in school. Actually,
no, it's criminal.
Criminal.
I'm so against it.
Right.
Anyway, that's what I have to say. Because, you know, let's say that somebody gives you the declaration, you know, for the United States of America, and you can't read it because it's written in cursive, which means the letters flow one to the other. And I think that is criminal. To make it so that a person cannot read the basics of the source of governance, of the rules of society, of how our nation was formed. And it's criminal to keep children from learning that.
Right. Do you know who invented the pencil? Because it used to be with a quill, right? And they used to dip the quill like a feather and... Do you know who came up with, put the money and invested into making the pencil
for writing? I have no idea.
Napoleon. And he wanted it to where they had the lead, but they put clay around it. It was the first pencil. Because he wanted to be able to write the troops and stuff. He didn't want to have it to where it would smear or look for the quill. He wanted just to be able to reach in his pocket. Do you know who invented the first pen that could write upside down? It was put out by Weathers, and it was for the astronauts, right? Because, you know, there's no gravity.
Oh, of course.
Do you know who did that?
Tell me.
And they got $1 million grant. It was Weathers. I said the name, right? But do you know the Russians? They wanted to, because they realized America came up with that because, you know, they weren't, what do you think they did?
tell me?
They used a pencil. That's a really a true story. There was a guy that was from the astronaut society. He goes, oh, yeah, you guys got that pen. We still use the pencil. Because a pencil can write upside down, if you think about it. But these are all writing instruments and communications, right? Communications was with smoke signals for the Indians. What were other some of the other communications people used back in hieroglyphics? Wasn't that
correct?
And can you think of any others?
Well, when you take a look at the writing of any nation, of their language, how they form their letters is peculiar and individual to every nation.
So, right. What is the first known writings?
Cuneiform.
Like you see it on the caves, right? They drew. Yeah. And then, you know, the Egyptians, they drew spaceships, you know, on their hieroglyphics. And if you think of the pyramids, how they were done and stuff, and land in sites, do you think in that there were UFOs?
Yes.
Wow. See? Right, that's something else, right? Why not? Do you think they're still watching us today?
Of course.
Yes. And are they happy with the proofreader?
Well, they better be happy with me. Otherwise, we're going to have to sit down and talk.
On your shin, there's a mark, and I'll show it to you. But there's like a little brown mark, like it looks like someone hit you with a laser beam, right? So I'm watching this show, and the lady said all the people that were taken up by the aliens had this laser beam on their shin. It's a little brown mark. Guess what I have on my shin?
It's not visible.
No, I have it. It's visible. I have the mark of the alien. Seriously, remind me to show it to you guys. And I'm watching this on TV, so I just look at my shin, and I see the mark.
Well, okay.
Honey, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you.
So would you like to play a song?
That's how you got me in here, right?
That's it. All right, let's go over here, play a song. And let's play some music here. And let's talk about Sand Shakers, right?
Sand Shakers, yes, on February the 2nd.
You're going to be playing there on February 2nd, correct?
February 2nd, right.
Unbelievable. So last week we had a show where you sang and you put the advertisers in it. What I'm going to let you do this week is choose the songs that you like, right? That you would play, say, at Sand Shakers. Okay?
I've got one in mind.
Good.
And Angel's here just in time for it.
Here we go. We got Angel in the house. What's going on, Angel?
Not much.
You got, remember last week's show?
Absolutely, it was a phenomenal show last week.
I was thinking about Bob Marley today. Bob Marley?
Mm-hmm. They're coming out with a Bob Marley movie next month or this or
four.
It's coming out, brand new movie.
See that.
Yeah, so go ahead. Bob Marley, and this is being brought to you
don't
by.
Don't worry about a thing. Gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing. Is there a little thing
that's gonna be alright?
I'm missing Jay. Rise up this morning. Smile with a rising sun. Three little birds upon my doorstep. Message to you. Don't worry about things. Oh, 'cause every little thing gonna be alright. Don't worry about things. Oh, 'cause every little thing gonna be smile with a rising sun. Brilliant above, upon my doorstep, sing a sweet song, a melody. Is my message to you.
Great job, great job.
So Bar Marley.
Bar Marley.
I knew he was famous, but I didn't know his songs. And that's a Bob Marley song, huh?
Oh yeah, it's pretty popular.
That's a very popular song.
A Righteous Brother.
Yes. And I can't wait to see the movie. I wish we knew when it was coming out. Can you Google that?
The movie? The Bar Marley?
Bob Marley movie is coming out.
And I didn't know that.
It was advertisements on the football game saying that it was coming out, and I forgot where. Maybe Netflix or something like that.
Well, then we maybe we'll do another Bob Marley.
Okay, so do we got the dirty detail pro on?
Oh. I hear two people talking at the same time.
Yeah, hey, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Are you the dirty detail pro?
Yeah, we changed our company to Dirty Birdie Dot Pro.
Dirty what?
Dirty Birdie.
Where are you located, by the way?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
What address? Like what avenue and like approximately?
Near Tyrone Mall.
Let me ask you something. My son, right, is looking to get into the detailing business. This is just amazing. And he's a good kid. Would you allow him to work with you and teach him the ropes? Do you do that? Like, have, like, what do they call that in the olden days?
Like internship, mentorship, something like that?
Yeah.
Apprenticeship.
Would you consider that?
How old is he?
He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And he's in good shape.
20-year-old.
Yeah, and he played, he was the starting quarterback at Pinellas Park High.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Really cool.
And he's a real, when I say polite, you're going to say, oh yeah, when I emphasize polite, he's kind, polite, and he's hardworking. And he did a detail job where I dropped him off, and I can tell you how we knew. We didn't even know what brushes to buy or whatever. And ironically,
yeah, that's how I started a year ago. I was like, I don't know what to do, and now I'm doing pretty good.
So tell me do you remember like the first job you did where you didn't know what you were doing? And you fake it till you make it. Can you describe that to me a little bit?
Yeah, well, the first thing I did is I made sure that... I looked for things that the client wouldn't see. And the things that they don't see, because they already have... Well, actually, the first thing is... There's three things. The first thing is asking the client what their major concern is. And they usually have something in their head, like... The stain in between the seats, or something that spilled, or something in the interior or exterior that's driving them crazy. Either that, or it's something that every other time they got detailed, that a detailer skipped it and they're upset about it. So I make sure I address that. And then secondly, there's a whole bunch of stuff they don't see, and they feel that when they clone their car, like, wow, why does this look so nice? And it's usually something in the door jams, the rubber seals in between the little things, and anything that seems like a little hidden, like the pedals, the gas tank cap, and you go in and you use brushes and chemicals and you clear all that out and make sure that it gives them the wow factor. And then lastly, how I finish off before I leave is I go to the POV, the point of view of the client. When they get into their car and they're driving around, it may look and feel good in the beginning, but after about a week, when they're sitting in that spot, they notice things that were missed. So you make sure you sit in that spot with your brushes and your rags, and you clear all that stuff out. So at the very least, from their vantage point and their experience, is that was considered and they feel good in their own vehicle better than it did if they did it themselves.
How did you get into the detailing business?
Well, my son, he's 5 years old. I'm a single parent, and his mother passed away shortly after birth.
Oh, wow.
And shortly after getting married. Wow. And I had to figure out how to juggle all of this, how to be a parent, how to make money and spend time with him and not be pushed by the pressures of working downtown at the restaurant or for all these other bosses with coworkers that are always, you know, it's complicated. So it was nice just to be by myself, and this is the only job that I found that would cater to all my columns, all the needs that I had for my life.
So, wow. My heart goes out to you, too, about your wife.
Thank you. Yeah, it all just happened all at, like, one time. Like, I'm 43, and I never planned on getting married or having kids. And I happened to meet somebody really great, and she was pregnant with cancer at our wedding. We didn't know about either. And we did St. Anthony's Triathlon a week later for a honeymoon, and she was pregnant. We didn't know. And they said she was 4 months pregnant, which is pretty wild. But he's the sweetest boy in the world, and I'll do anything for him. So that's really why I do this.
Unbelievable, right? Can you think of a better story than that? Really?
It's awesome. Yeah, I picked up BayCare as a client right now at the hospital. I got a contract with BayCare doing a bunch of sleep vehicles. I just picked up my first airplane. I've done some regular customers as boats. There's one customer I just did the 20th car for them. I worked at a used car dealership. I worked for a couple contracting companies.
You're a hustler.
I'm a hustler. I'm from Chicago, so...
You know, believe it or not, it keeps you in good shape, too. Remember, wax on, wax off?
Wax on, wax off all day, baby.
It's like Tai Chi, in a way.
It sure is. Cleanliness is closest to godliness, and it's a flow state meditation grounding activity. It's pretty healthy, other than inhaling germs and chemicals, but you can wear protection for that.
So where are you looking to pick up, like, leads from? Like, what market? What town?
In our radius each direction. I go out to Sarasota, I go up to Newport Richey, I went all the way out to Lakeland.
Really? You go that far?
I don't like to, but I mean...
If you don't mind me asking, where do you live? Like, you don't got to give me the address, but what town?
St. Petersburg.
Like, where, though? What avenue?
11th Ave North.
And
what? And 49th Street.
Right. Okay, so basically...
Smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, you're just past Pinnell's Park. So you would prefer leads, I would say, as far as Clearwater would be?
Yeah, Clearwater's probably ideal. But, I mean, I went deep into Tampa yesterday. I've been going to Sarasota and Bradenton. And the reality is the cost of living in St. Pete is so high that even the people that have money are really cheap. And they don't really want to spend a lot of money to take care of stuff. But when you have... RVs and boats that cost, you know, $250,000 for their expenses and the maintenance and insurance, they have no choice but to take really good care of that stuff.
Yeah.
They have no choice. They have no choice because the sun's eating it.
So you must get your business, like, through word of mouth in most cases, right?
I've been in multiple coupon books. I've done advertising agencies. I've hung signs. I've gotten referrals. I've putting business cards on cars. I do every single thing you can imagine. I get a bunch of stuff on social media.
Angel, did you see what you did there? You made a statement. You didn't ask a question. Right?
Who, me?
No, Angel. He made a statement, not a question. Like, you asked, you know how you started this conversation? I asked the client a question of what they want done on the car. You didn't make a statement saying, this is what I'm going to do. Did you catch that? Because you know who the number one salesman in Utah was?
Huh.
3 years in a row, Guinness Book of Records. Guess what ailment she had?
What?
She was blind. So what she had to do is she couldn't say, oh, this is such a beautiful pool, right? You know what she had to do? Tell me, what do you think of this pool? What
open
do you
it,
like?
I'll open a question, yeah.
Yeah, what do you like about this house? Mm-hmm. How is the front yard? I don't know. Tell me. And then the client, you did exactly what a salesman's supposed to do. Is you did it, dirty dog.
whatever your name is.
Dirty Birdie.
I'm changing the name Dirty Dog.
No, no, I like Dirty Birdie better.
I like Dirty Birdie.
Dirty is a dirty dog detailing in Tampa.
Why Birdie, though? Why did you come up with Birdie?
Because of the St. Pete Pelican.
There you go. The Dirty Birdie. What's the Dirty Birdie Pro?
It's catchy.
Or just
that Pro. It's just Dirty Birdie Detail, but DirtyBirdie.pro is the web domain. But I just changed my servers because they're ripping me off and how much they're charging me to run my website. So I'm like rebuilding it right now. It's like $100 a month I want it to cost me. But I still have the domain DirtyBirdie. And yeah. On Instagram is where I have some of my pictures, but I have so much video and pictures I need to organize. It's a lot of work the bookkeeping, the marketing.
Sure.
The
do you do everything by yourself? Or do you have helpers?
I have helpers, but I usually do it by myself. But I'm not going to be able to do it by myself much longer. I have my best friend who's helped me, and I have another grunt, I will call him.
No, I get it. With my son, I'm going to have him call you, right? And awesome. then he's a hard worker, and then I'd like you to, I forget, it's called apprenticeship. What, like if a blacksmith had another blacksmith and he was teaching him in the medieval times? What did they
apprentice.
Call it? Apprentice.
Yeah.
Apprentice.
Yeah, apprentice.
Yeah, you know, I put out
I wish somebody would have done that for me, man, let me tell you.
Right, because we were there at the AutoZone with Therion, right? It was 2 weeks ago, and we're in there, and he's doing this car, and he's getting $100 to detail the car, and he says to me, I don't know what I'm doing. So I said, let's go to the AutoZone. You know, we got the AutoZone rags, you know, the rags.
Yeah, and they got a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, so then I said, what brush do we buy? So you know the feeling. We had no idea what we're doing. So then I asked the guy, well, what do you think? And then he said, nicely, he doesn't know what he's doing. But he said he did a great job, though.
All my friends ask me, how do you do so well, and how did you get so far so fast? And I was like, I failed a lot. I messed a lot of stuff up. I mean,
I like this guy. I really like you, by the way. I do.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
I don't think you failed. I think you learned. I think it's like those are just learning opportunities, right? It's not failing. Mm-hmm. You just learn.
It's failing forward, yeah.
Yeah, failing forward. I like that. Like, failing forward. That's a great word right there.
That's a great word. Someone said that on a YouTube channel.
Failing forward.
I figured a famous actor.
It was Denzel Washington.
Yeah, and then if you're going to fall down, fall on your back. You know why you fall on your back? Because you're always looking up.
Yeah. And if you can look up, you can get up.
That's right. I also put out a coupon book, okay?
All right.
Dirty Bird.
Dirty Birdie.
And I'm going to design something for you to look at. I put out a coupon book, too. But mine goes more to Clearwater Largo, Pinellas Park.
Yeah, I was in one over there, and it got me a little bit of business. I was in the America's Favorite Coupon Book. What's the name of yours?
Mine is a BCC Coupon Book.
Yeah, where's that at? Where do you usually place that?
In businesses in Pinellas Park, Seminole. What else do we do?
I mean, boy, we're also on the air. Obviously, we're on Tan Talk Radio Network.
And I do radio and a TV show.
Yes, which covers all of Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas County because we have sister radio stations. So it's one of the advantages that we have, and not only being on the coupon book, but we're also on the airwaves and for many years. Actually, Brian's been doing this for, 30-some-odd years?
40 years.
So you got a big following. So a lot of listeners out there are actually listening to you right now.
You know, if you ever came to the station, we network deals. Do you need any detailing done?
On my car?
Yes.
I can consider
it. I'll pay for half of it.
You won't pay for half of it, yeah. This is recorded.
I'll pay for half of it. You need your car detailed? I'll pay for half. With the Dirty Birdie.
You know, I'm very impressed with you. You know, for you, I mean, I heard your story.
I like his attitude.
But his story is amazing. I mean, from what I'm gathering, that is what motivates you every morning. You get up every morning and work so hard as you do for your child. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, get in a situation that you're so tired, and how do you overcome that, if that's the case? Like, to move, like, motivate.
I do overcome that. Today was one of those days. Oh, yeah. Like, before you guys called me, I recently quit coffee and any vice. That was like, I'm trying to do this without crutches and be a great example for my son. And I just had some coffee now and I feel a little better, but I'm like, I felt so down. I felt so unmotivated. I drove to Tampa yesterday to do a job and the guy never showed. He told me to wait. I was there for a couple hours, drove all the way back. And I went. It was so. And now he wants me to come by tomorrow, and I have stuff to do, and I'm trying to move my schedule around.
Right.
And but I mean,
your time is money too. Do we have good Bob's on?
No.
What's that?
Huh?
No, Brett. So you said that. So today was one of those days that you weren't motivated. What kind of kick started for you to get to stay motivated?
I actually put on motivational videos that are compilations of mantras and dialogues that are more powerful than the ones that are inside my head and heart. All that negative self-talk will destroy you, and there's no shortage of it. Social media and in the news and groupthink and conversation is all negative vibrational feeling, and it's crybaby chaos in the collective. It's just nothing but negative thoughts and it's self-limiting beliefs. So I remove myself from that, and I flood myself with empowering.
Just like a computer, my friend Vincent's a computer genius, but just like a computer, the mind, the battle takes place in the mind. And if you're going to program the computer, and if you're going to program the mind, program it with inspirational stuff.
And that's what he's doing.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
People think it's cheesy or whatever or annoying. And
so what we're going to do is, it's not cheesy.
It's not cheesy at all.
You know what it is? Because sometimes I'll be up front with you. I get frightened and I get scared myself. Like, I'll have it to where, for me, is I'll have like an anxiety attack. You ever see it like where your mom would be screaming at the kids, whatever, and then she answers the phone and says hello? Like, real nice. Yeah. Sometimes that's me. Right? Where in between talking to clients, I'm having anxiety attacks and stuff and getting scared and whatever. But then when I call a client, it's almost like a psychopath. I change. But I try to listen to positive stuff so I'm happier, you know, for longer periods of time more often.
But he also listens to a lot of radio podcasts that keeps him motivated.
That's so we're going to sing a song, yeah. Dirty Bird. Can you sing
Dirty
a song?
Birdie.
Dirty Birdie. Can you sing a song with Dirty Birdie in it?
Something motivational? Anything?
Yeah, so we just did Three Little Birds.
Okay, you want to do that?
Well, we just did it.
Do it again.
Ready? One little piece.
Ready? Here it is. This is for the Dirty Birdie.
Whoa. Oh my God, I don't have a song on my head right now.
Smile with your eyes.
Listen, this is for the Dirty Birdie.
Three Little Birds. Three Little Dirty Birds are all about war stuff.
I like that.
Sing a sweet song. A melody's pure. This is my message to you. Three Little Dirty Birds is the name of that song.
Three Little Dirty Birdies? Is that really the name of the song? What do you think of that, Dirty Birdie?
Oh, I love that. It's a classic already.
Okay, I'm going to design an ad for you to look at for the coupon book. Just so you get a feel for it. Just remember me, BCC coupon book, Brian Cash Claus, okay? And we're also going to be doing a TV show the third week of February. And this is going to be my co-host, Vincent, here. We're putting that together. And he made a good thing. He says, well, why don't you meet with the guy?
Yeah, we ought to do it like a few times here before we're ready to go.
And then we did, tell him about the Christmas event. Is Bob on? Good Bob's?
We actually had him on, Brian, for a little bit. And then he dropped off. Can't get him back.
Okay, I didn't know that. You didn't say it in my ear. Well, I'm not a mind reader, Ed.
I actually waved to you.
Oh, well, that means, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here.
That's it. You know, yeah, we were just talking earlier about communications, too. Like, one thing was smoke signals, right? How they did it back in the old days, smoke, and what else was it?
Yep.
Morse code.
Morse code, the telegraph over Morse code, big long wires.
And now Ed.
Radio.
Ed's got the wave.
Radio, coupon books.
Coupon books.
Yeah, you know, now digital advertising.
Yeah. So anyhow, Dirty Birdie, thank you for being on the show.
All right, well, I appreciate your time, and you guys have a great night. Thank you.
God bless, buddy. All right, so
This is cool. I didn't get a chance to listen to the other podcast. Were you here last week?
I was here last week.
Yeah, I missed it.
Totally
I missed it.
Me. It's totally
new.
Yeah. So what I'll do is this: can you do some? Is that Good Eats out there?
I'm not sure who that pizza was, but that was great pizza.
Good Eats. No,
Good Eats. It is.
It is Clean Eats. Is it Clean Eats or Good Eats? Clean Eats. Can you make a song with Clean Eats in it?
Oh, my God. This is tough.
He was afraid to get in here on the radio is what it was, that gentleman there.
Clean eats.
He was like, I wasn't prepared. He didn't realize we're all, like, casual in here.
So we're going to do ready. Listen, this is for Clean Eats,
yeah.
A grand opening cafe. You want to eat healthy?
Oh, really?
Well, yes.
And awesome.
Then, right. And then we have, when he comes in here, guess what we have?
We'll do what do we have? These.
Pizza!
Oh, yeah. Not that clean. But listeners, this is the way I'm. Too many pounds.
Yes, Clean Eats. And I even thought, said I should have bought it when I realized he was coming. I was thinking we should have set up like a salad bar. So he would be
oh, like, oh, yeah, there you go. Like a, we have a green room out there. Do we have the budget for that?
No.
No.
That's what I like about it. Seriously, I do it. I miss your laugh.
Does he do any with cheeseburgers?
No cheeseburgers, right, Clean Eats?
Clean Eats, what do you do? Where? Just tell me, I'll be on the radio. Tell me, when is the grand opening?
Can you do a song with Clean Eats in it?
I can do it with cheeseburger in it.
Okay, cheeseburger. Just change cheeseburger to Clean Eats. Ready? Go. Here you go.
Carnivorous habits, eating nearly 7 to 8, losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, and I'm drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up brain. I have this wonderful brain, some kind of sensual seed, not zucchini, fettuccine, or buckwheat, but a big one, and you chuck a meat. Clean Eats in paradise, being real must be nice.
I love it.
Clean Eats in paradise.
Nice.
There you go. Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Hey, Brian's got the info now.
You do it. Okay?
All right, I'll do it. Here we go. All right, so they're opening here. Do I see it on the grand opening?
Well, five months ago. It was in August.
Oh, you're already open now. How's business going?
Two locations. We got one down in St. Pete, 22nd Avenue behind Tyrone Mall. And the other one is right here on West Bay.
Awesome.
Right in the Bonefish Plaza.
Cool.
It was open in August.
So the closest one to here then is the St. Pete?
Well, nope, that'll be the right off of West Bay.
Okay, well, 6840 22nd Avenue, St. Pete is one location.
Yep. And then
2927 West Bay Drive, Bel Air Bluffs is another one.
Yeah.
Where's this one, the Bel Air?
The Bel Air is right in the Bonefish Plaza, right before you go across the bridge.
Over on, it's Roosevelt or 49th over there by... I'm not sure the name of the road
West
there.
Bay, you know, like West Bay. I know exactly. It's like right before you get to the beach, that bridge.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to eat there sometime between now and next Tuesday.
Excellent.
And it better be good.
It will be.
Because I'm going to be an honest person here on the radio.
And we're all about meal prep and meal plans.
So no, like, can you know, we do it clean, so there's not going to be, like, dirt in my food.
So it's all about to have balanced macros.
What's your hours of operations?
We're open 11 to 7 Monday through Friday.
Here's what we're going to do. This company here is not going to pay for it. But here's what. Oh, what that? But you know
I'm paying for my own meal. Quit trying to, like, get free meals for us.
Okay. But I want you to be secret. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
But well, after you
come in there.
You okay. Are you the only going to be there?
I'm there between both stores, myself or my wife.
We have your cell phone, 703, right?
Yeah.
I will give it to him. And then after you eat, call him, right? So he knows that you really were there. Right. You know what I mean? Oh, he has a wonderful
Oh, he'll know
one.
I was there.
Yeah.
He's thinking, oh, this is great advertising. I'll be on the radio. Then he's like, he's out here in the lobby like, oh, I'm not prepared. And I'm like, drag him in.
Awesome. Yeah, Clean Eats Cafe. You know, one thing I noticed when I saw the cafe part, I noticed it wasn't here. So what I said was take this line out. Because I think the fact, when I said cafe, did you catch that caught your eye? Hey, it's a cafe.
I did not catch the cafe part.
Yeah, so we're going to change that, okay, to make the word cafe, even on your shirt.
Yeah.
Clean Eats Cafe, right?
It's a cafe, and it's really about meal prep services is a big one, too.
Right.
It's a lifestyle.
So tell me, what's your favorite meal there?
Wow. I would have to go with what's called the Big Boy 2.0.
And the Big Boy, 12, that's what I'm getting.
It's
the Big Boy 2.0.
It's a 12-inch tortilla wrap with our diced chicken inside, a little bit of brown rice, some black bean corn salsa.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
And sweet chili sauce, all wrapped up together, but it's a gut buster. It's
Did you bring any?
I said that to him. I said, didn't I?
We'll have a party place.
Do you hear his laugh? Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah,
I know him, man, but doesn't he have a wonderful laugh?
It's fantastic.
I appreciate it.
He does.
Enough brain damage, and this is the laugh you get.
But he hasn't been at the show in a couple weeks, and I said, something's missing. And then last week, you know, tell him about last week's show, what we did. We had two guitarists. Remember? We had a beautiful, a professional singer.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, real pro. Like, a professional singer gets paid.
Nice.
And then him playing the guitar, singing.
And Jay started singing with me.
And Jay.
And he was harmonizing. Awesome.
And he was harmonizing. And we were singing.
I can't believe I missed it. Honestly, I was, unfortunately.
Yeah,
was
and then what we did is, can you do the Clean Eats song just one more time for my friend? You ready? Just get it going. And then say Clint Eats as many times as you can, but add the word cafe.
It's a lifestyle.
Got a man like a liberal's habits, eating at a 7 away. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds, and I'm drinking lots of carrot juice and soak it up late. Now I have one. Some kind of sensory street. Lots of kitty fettuccine or bugger wheat. A big warm bun and a huge chunk of meat. Clean Eats in paradise. They're fixing up everything just right. Clean Eats in paradise. You're gonna love it every night.
Cafe. He's fired, by the way. But I'm like Donald Trump.
Hey, man, it's nice to meet you. And I look forward. I will secret shop you.
Yes.
We'll talk. I'll definitely be talking about you next week. And,
then you're going to do the secret thing?
Doing the secret. They're going to see me coming.
But. They're going to see you coming? And how many people are going to be in your party?
Probably just me and my fiance.
And she's a wonderful. Wait, team. She's a real.
She is wonderful. I'm too lucky.
Yeah, she really is.
We
did a thing where. We did something for Christmas at the Dunning Country Club.
Yeah.
And he came.
With Santa. Gave
out toys. And the real authentic Santa.
What are we doing next?
We're doing hams for Easter.
Hams
for Easter. I want you involved on that too.
Easter, we're going to do something for Valentine's.
No, nothing for Valentine's.
It's got to be some kind of promotion.
No, but what he came dressed in a suit. His wonderful wife came, professional photographer. You know what I mean? Like, looked the part with the tripod. And we got pictures for all the kids that sat on Santa. Mm. And then they emailed the pictures to the kids, correct? And then
I guess some people didn't get them. If you didn't get them, definitely text us. You guys got, like, our phone number, so we can resend it or call.
So one of the stories is that we had a balloon guy there. You know the balloon guy?
Yeah. He was awesome.
He made a balloon for the kid. He goes, I like football, right? Remember this story? I'm going to tell two stories real quick because you were a witness to them. Because it almost sounds unbelievable. So he says he likes a football. So the balloon guy made him a beautiful football and stuff and a mask and all that. So it was how many toys were there? Because I don't want to say. Was there at least 300 toys there?
Oh my gosh! Oh, certainly more.
Bicycles,
there were so many toys. Yeah,
right.
There were so many toys. We did another one, right?
We did one on Greenwood Avenue. We did another one, and believe it or not, in the poorer neighborhood, it was more successful. It really was.
Yeah.
But anyhow, guess what toy the kid picked?
Don't know.
A football. There was one football out of like 400 toys.
Yeah.
They're all wrapped now with bows and all that.
Yeah.
He says, I love football. He gets the football balloon. He opens it up, and you can't even make this up. He had the football.
Nice.
Is that amazing?
That is.
And then what about the one kid?
We had the one boy. He opened up, I think it was a dinosaur, if I remember.
Yeah.
He opens the thing up and goes, this is wonderful, but... You know, we should save this for somebody else. I can't remember exactly what he said.
And he gave it back to Santa.
He gave it back, yeah. So
and then Santa said to him, well, why you give him back the toy? And his response was precious.
For somebody else.
He said that, you already know.
You can feel it coming.
He said, because I got lots of toys. Matter of fact, Florida Depot, they sell carpets. His grandson was the kid.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, well... I get so many toys at home. Can you, Santa, give this to a boy that really needs it?
Yeah, isn't it sweet?
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a... Did we have that on film?
My fiance, who's probably listening, cried a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, seriously, the kid...
Did we have that on video?
I don't think... We don't have it on video, unfortunately.
And that would have been permission, too, because what I found out is you can't use these photos because we were going to use it for public relations because we didn't tell them. Why?
We did. We all people. Some people check the box to allow their photo to be shared, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking because we don't have permission, mm-hmm. right? And I never thought of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, unless it's a group, you got to have people's permission to use
right. And I think that's cool. Like you know, I don't know this stuff, sure. right? Because I've always just did it year after year. You know, 1 year. And I don't know. I'm going too long, talking too much. But 1 year we did it 2002 at the Ellington Mall. And we did it where Santa Claus came in on a helicopter.
Oh, nice.
Now, listen to this. So, guess what we didn't think of? His, I don't even want to tell you, his beard came off.
Oh.
Everything came off, flying off, because when he got out, you can't even make this up. It was one of the most disastrous things I ever did. And then he came out smoking, smelling like cigars and cigarettes too,
nice.
Right?
Nice.
We had the best though. I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll have to put like a little page up or something where we can talk about the different things we used to talk about during the show. Kind of like YouTube has like the little links, but so that we can share some of these. But that was the greatest Santa and Mrs. Claus ever in the history of Santa and Mr. Claus. They were fantastic. They were prompt. They were great. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah. And then he came
you
to...
You found a great
right, and I got him at the hospital. And then he came at the second event.
Yeah.
Now, at the second event, when we pulled up, it was at 3:30, just to tell you what happened. We pull up at 3 o'clock. We put Meet Santa, free toys all over the place, right? When we pulled up to this event, there were already 30 kids there. We were doing it at 3:30, right? We pull up at 3 o'clock to set up. The parking lot was already packed with kids. Free toys and free Meet Santa.
Yeah.
And there were some really stories there, too. There was one lady, she comes out, she's six kids, she's crying. Actually, Santa got out of his chair and hugged her. She says, I'm praying to God because I knew I'm being evicted and I wasn't going to have Christmas this year. And then I see
it was like that for the Thanksgiving thing too. I mean, people really
gave out turkeys.
People had
too.
Turkeys that would not have had a turkey had we not been out there. So we need to keep the community outreach up as high as we can.
Yeah. Right, so
that's important. Yeah,
several hundred turkeys you guys gave out.
231, and 100 of them were cooked.
Yeah,
and for cook because you know some people can't cook, right? And then we found out with that, too, is you got to give it out with the gravy. You got to put it in a container. You can't put it in the thing because it spills. But anyhow, it's kind of neat stuff, right? So I wanted to say something. Do a commercial for me for Bro's Pizza. Ready? Read that.
For Bro's Pizza?
Yes. He's on West Bay.
I've eaten there before.
Yes. His name is Alty. And do a commercial. This is your first TV radio commercial?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so ready?
Yeah.
You want to read it a little bit first?
I would be happy to.
Okay, ready?
Are
Here you
sure, though? You're not prepared.
Clean Eats. Ready? Go.
I was born prepared.
There you go.
Bro's Pizza, you should really come down and get a slice. There's a huge, wide selection of homemade Italian food. It's right on 2535 East Bay Drive in Largo. Fantastic, delicious flavors. Whether it's a hoagie or a great big pie, you'll be coming back for more.
Oh, my gosh. You missed your calling.
Oh, my God.
You totally missed your calling.
There you go.
That's right.
We got our new commercial guy.
That's right. We're calling you.
Okay,
so those running those restaurants.
We're gonna overdo the song, but I want you to play a couple songs you like. Anything, Bob Dylan, anything you like. Whatever you think is do you know Dock by the Bay?
Here, can you do this? Can you do like car detailing? We're gonna throw them for a real loop now.
The Dirty Birds.
Spick and Span is what it is. This guy's fantastic.
Yeah, do it.
He's one of our coupon guys, and he came out. He did the greatest job on my car. Oftentimes, like people, they provide a service. They're like, okay, or whatever. This guy cleaned my car. It looked fantastic. But Spick and Span Mobile Detailing and Pressure Cleaning, Anthony Dixon, 727-481-6575. If you believe that I tell the truth, I'm telling the truth. This guy, he was great. He came out. He was on time. He cleaned my car. Did a great job. Anthony Dixon. I just had to sneak him in here because
he's
a fabulous human being. 727-481-6575.
Now think about it. 6575. Just add 10. 65. No, so they can remember. 6575. And what's the first three?
It's 727-481-481-6571.
I don't know, 481, okay? 4 times 2 is 8 times 1, I don't know. But 481-6575.
Now it's like we're a math show or something.
481-6575. Spick and span.
Spick and span. And he will get your car so clean like nobody else has. People made comments. They came up to, and I keep my car clean. I swear to God. Swear to God, strike me down with lightning. This guy did the best job I've ever seen on a car.
Spick and span. Ready? What song do you like?
Some good old-fashioned Pearl Jam.
How about Back in Black? You know what that is?
Johnny Cash.
I got something.
There we go.
Hank Williams,
where?
Senior. Okay. I come in last night about 10:30. Your mind was with me and said, "Good old lover, rock on over. Good old dog, good old dog, everything. Well, it's gonna be nice and pleasant now, but I don't let that thing go down. Rock on over, good old dog, big old dog. Said, good old dog."
And hey, look at you. You came in. Take the seat, right? You came in. You didn't want to come in. Now you're like a DJ or like a, what are we in this room here? Some kind of radio personalities or something? But your preparedness is as good as your food. Clean eats.
It is.
It's got you covered.
It's a prepared meal, so I can actually come unprepared. There you go.
That's right.
But if I actually come in prepared.
I don't know. I don't think we know. I don't know. We'd have to ask Brian what would happen if we came in prepared one time. It'd probably be pretty good. Hopefully we'll be more prepared for the TV show. Some stuff to actually like, yeah.
And that's coming up in what, three or four weeks?
I guess the end of February. Nice. And maybe give us a little more time if we don't quite make it or something. Yeah, but hopefully we'll have some meetings and get the rest of it formalized.
That'll be exciting.
Figured out. That will be cool, right? That will be a lot of cool, yeah.
Some good guest lines lined up in that?
Not yet. I mean, other than the local community, local folks.
And
clean eats for sure. You bet. And don't forget, win your $100 gift card. We give it out every week. LocalSaverClub.com. LocalSaverClub.com. I forgot to stick that in there. Not doing my job. But
He's going to sing a Bob Dylan song. And he's going to sing it in honor of Clean Eats Cafe. If you know where the Bonefish is on West Bay, it's in the same plaza. So that's the landmark. Is there a McDonald's on the front there, too, or is that somewhere else?
That's a little further down, but there's, yeah.
Bonefish Cafe. Bonefish. Yeah, Bonefish.
Who? There's right next to the Cold Stone, too. So
Cold Stone. I like ice cream.
There you go.
The Cold Stone's very good.
Cold Stone
good
ice cream.
Too.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to sing
good
some
company near Clean Eats.
Clean Eats Cafe.
Sorry.
Excellent.
I have to pay you for that, don't I?
Ready, Kat?
I'm ready.
How many roads
must the man walk down? Boy, you call him. You said, how many must the white dove see? Before she reaches his name. You said, how many times must the cannonball fly?
Scenes like this has got stories.
It's like sitting on a dock having a nice.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, exactly. Golf course.
Clean Eats Cafe is blowing in the wind. That's what it's about. Clean Eats Cafe. You live to be 100. Guaranteed.
That's right. That's right.
100 years old. And if you die, try to sue us because you're dead.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. So glad to meet you. Are you going to be here again?
Joshua,
I awesome. Oh, we should have plugged that a couple of times.